Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail. I am in July 5 regarding Matthew Prilis, P-R-E-I-L-I-S. Matthew Prilis is a 42-year-old male that reports he was injured on 9/20/21 while at work. Your cover letter indicates the date of injury on 9/21, as does his claim petition. He states he was attacked by a psychiatric patient. He was placed in a full Nelson from behind, and then his head was pushed into glass. As a result, he believes he injured his back. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation and refers us to the results of his MRI for his understanding of his final diagnosis. He had a course of physical therapy, but no injections or surgery in this matter. He has completed his course of active treatment. He verbally complained he had 6 herniated discs running from L6 to S1. New paragraph. Medical records show Mr. Prilis was seen at Inspira emergency room on 9/11/21. Stating he was assaulted by a patient at work 2 days earlier. Pretty complained of low back pain, neck and left leg pain. The patient grabbed him by the neck and scratched that. The attack was all captured on video in the behavioral health unit. She had gone to urgent care, but no imaging was done. He stated all he was given was Flexeril, which did help a little bit, but he was unable to sleep due to pain. He was examined and underwent lumbar spine x-rays to be inserted here. He was treated and released with the diagnosis of assault, comma, low back pain. They also noted he was on a host of medications and carried diagnoses of hypertension, diabetes, and hyperlipidemia. He did undergo an MRI to lumbar spine on 9/22/21 to be inserted here. This was ordered by a nurse practitioner named Ms. Cervini, C-E-R-V-I-N-I. Physical exam. General appearance. He focused excessively on his perceived complaints. He verbally magnifies and catastrophizes everything that's transpired. Along with his symptoms. He exclaimed he was in pain now, but there were no signs of acute distress. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. His legs were shaven. Motion of the hips was full, but external rotation on the left elicited tenderness. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Spine cervical. Active flexion was 45 degrees, extension 25 degrees, bilateral rotation 30 degrees, and bilateral side bending to 45 degrees, which was full. When distracted, he had improved range of motion. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heels and toes, but complained this hurt his back. He changed position smoothly and was able to squat to 60 degrees. When sitting at a normal 90-degree position, he complained of low back tenderness. Active flexion was 75 degrees and extension to 20 degrees. Bilateral rotation was full to 25 degrees, as was rotation to 45 degrees, both of which elicited tenderness. He was tender to palpation at the right sciatic notch, but not the left. He was also tender to palpation in the pre-sacral area. He stated, quote, "Pain gets better when I walk," comma, sitting hurts, period, end quote. Impressions. Matthew Prilis was attacked by a patient while at work on 9/9/21. Period, he apparently went to an urgent care center where no studies were done. Period, he followed up at Inspira emergency room on 9/11/21. Period, he had lumbar spine x-rays and an exam. Period, he was then treated and released. Period, he subsequently underwent a lumbar MRI at the referral of nurse practitioner Cervini. Period. New paragraph. At his current examination, he focused exquisitely on subjective complaints and magnifies and catastrophizes every action that's transpired in his case. He claimed he was currently in pain, but by observation, there were no signs of acute distress. Period. Curiously, his legs were shaven. Period. This is, I understand, a common practice amongst gentlemen who do weightlifting / bodybuilding. Period. He had variable mobility about the cervical and lumbar spines. Period. Neither sitting nor supine straightly raised a maneuver elicited low back or radicular complaints. Period. New paragraph. With respect to the event of 9/9/21, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referral to the back. Period. As per MRI, he does have multi-level degenerative disc disease of varying degrees. Period. For those, I would offer 5% permanent partial total disability. Period. End.